Thank you for taking the time to listen. Church Hurt is real. We would like to hear your story to help others who have been abused in church. Only when we speak up, can we begin to heal from the pain. Please send your story confidentially to the email witmin@yahoo.com.
Welcome to the Walk in Truth Christian Fellowship Church broadcast on the WITRN Network. Come join us as we study the Word of God together. Go get your Bible and let's see what the Holy Spirit is saying to us today.
Hello, this is Pastor Jay, and I just want to come to you real quick and give you a little short word for today. All of us are going through something. All of us have been through something. And what we have to learn through what we call suffering, whatever it is, mental, emotional, physical, spiritually, we have to suffer to get to the other side. Suffering is the seed to which all blessings come from. Suffering is the means, by which we move forward and begin to appreciate what God has for us. It's only through the lens of suffering that we can see that God is truly a great God, a good God, and a God that could overcome. Suffering allows us the capacity and the ability for character building, that once we get to the blessing, we can hold it, we can maintain it, because it took so much to get it. And yet, in today's times, people don't want to suffer. Young and old alike, they don't want to go through anything. All they want to do is reap. They want to reap where they have not sown. They want to benefit where they have not labored. They want a harvest when no seeds are planted. So how do we deal with that? How do we look at that? You know, it's called entitlement. Some believe that the government should take care of them, owes them something, and that their parents owe them something. When they're in their 30s and 40s, their parents still owe them something, but they are able and capable to make their own way, but they still want to rely on the suffering and the seeds of their parents and what they planted. Inheriting something is one thing, but building a character through the inheritance, understanding what your people went through, is a great thing. If you look back, everybody had to do some work. The Bible says that if a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. The Bible says that wherever you sow, if you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. The Bible also tells us of a great Savior who suffered mightily for us to give us salvation, that he followed his Father's plan. So I'm going to read one passage of scripture, and it's very familiar with you. It's in Mark and in Luke, where Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he is about to end his earthly mission. He said many times that I do as the Father has instructed me. I say what the Father has said. And if you really look at Jesus's life, he dealt with a lot of suffering from other people. He had a lot of compassion, but also he suffered. He had to suffer with the rejection of the nation that he had chosen to be his light that had become completely dark. He came unto his own and suffered with them, and his own received him not. But in his suffering, in him going through, in him following the mission of salvation, it produced a harvest, which is called the children of God, which is called the church. But the church couldn't exist without the suffering. The church couldn't exist without the rejection. The church couldn't resist without the pain and the bloodiness and the gruesomeness of the cross. And when we see this, it just seems like we just take advantage of it in a way that is it's disrespectful. Because we think because we come to Christ, everything's supposed to be easy for us. We're not supposed to suffer anymore. But the Bible clearly tells us in 1 Peter that this suffering builds character. In Romans, it talks about the suffering that builds this character, that builds this patience, that guides us into the fruit of the Spirit. The same suffering that Jesus went through helps us see the benefit in suffering, that we may learn to suffer well. And yet we still live in a society where there's people of all ages who don't want to suffer at all, don't want to work at all, don't want to sow at all. They don't want to follow the process to prosperity. They just want to get it because they're here. And then they're being told by the preachers of this world, all you have to do is name it and claim it. All you have to do is believe to achieve. All you have to do is speak it into existence. And that's a lie. Because on the back of that, on the back of all the prophet lies, on the back of all the things that they're saying, they're telling you because they're tapped into your inability to understand the benefit of suffering that you don't want to go through anything. So you pay them to tell you that you don't have to. You pay them to tell you that you're entitled to just because you have maybe came to Christ. But if you came to Christ, you will understand the benefit of suffering. You would understand that what he went through was to benefit you, and that he also said those who follow him will suffer too. He even said that because you are a true follower of his, they're going to hate you because they hated him. But you're told a Pied Piper dream of love and candy canes and lollipops and unicorns that this world is supposed to give you. But this world is fallen. It even says that creation groans for the redemption, which is suffering. There's a prayer that is such that it is without words. It's a groaning. It's a level of pain. It's a level of suffering that your lips will be moving and you won't even say anything. People will assume that you're drunk. That was Hannah. And she was communing with God about her pain. And if you pay attention to the Bible, everything that's good, godly, and most excellent comes through a level of suffering. Every scripture, every story has a level of suffering. And now we come to the passage in Luke chapter. Let's read Luke chapter 22, verse 42. And Jesus said,
remove it from me, but not my will, but let your will be done. You let that sink in for a second. If there's any way that you can remove this last bit of suffering, this the part that will reap the harvest of salvation, if there's any other way that we can do this, is there possible that you can remove this from me? And this is Jesus suffering as a man, but understand the mission that he had is bigger than him. And when we suffer, we learn that it's bigger than us. People are watching us. Salvation was at the other end of his response. He could have, in his human form, rejected his mission at that point and said, I've suffered enough with these people who have rejected me, my calling, my nation, and now they are going to kill me, crucify me, beat me. But that's the sacrifice I must make so not only the nation of Israel can be saved, but also, as Luke said, be a light and a revelation unto the Gentile nation. The promise that was made to Abraham, that through him, his seed, all nations would be blessed. And he's the seed, but it's going to be watered with the blood. The sacrifice that's made, the suffering that has to go through so that you can be saved. And yet you don't want to suffer. You don't want to go through anything. You believe that you're entitled to all the blessings of this material world. And all you want to do is name it and claim it and lay hands on it, chant over it. And you think you're supposed to get it. And that's not even the biggest part of it. You actually believe that you're saved because somebody told you to say a sinner's prayer, but you haven't admitted to your sin. You haven't told Jesus, who already knows and died for it, your only sacrifice, the last sacrifice, the blood sacrifice that cleanses you of all sins to where there's no more condemnation for those of us who in Christ Jesus, that's Romans 8, that we have been justified by his blood, that's Romans 5. We have to understand that the suffering way is the way that Christ wants to deal with us, his children. And any child that decides that just because they're Christ and they don't want to suffer, they still might not be one of his. Just because you're breathing doesn't mean that you're entitled. And see, we've made entitlement this thing that you don't have to put in anything, but you want to get out everything. It's like going to the bank. Whatever you put in, it's supposed to gain interest. The bank uses it and they give you an interest rate back. It's small now, but just think about this. They give you something back because you've taken the time to sacrifice and deposit the money into the bank so that they can use. And then they give you something back. But now, imagine if you just kept it. You just kept your money in your pocket and you walked up to the bank and say, I have an account here and I want to withdraw some money. And they looked into your account and said, you don't have any account, but I've had an account here. I deposited $2 a long time ago and I would like to withdraw $100. And they say, well, you haven't sewn into your account. How do you expect to get something out when you haven't sewn anything in? Well, I do have an account. As you can see, I have been here for 25 years. But you haven't sown anything. You haven't given. You haven't participated. All you've done is join. And a lot of us are dealing with our salvation and the other aspects of our life. Just because you're in the proximity, just because you're in the house, just because you joined a church, doesn't mean that you're saved. It doesn't mean you're entitled to what God has for his children. You have to be willing to come through the narrow gate, straight through Jesus and through the suffering. You have to deny yourself, pick up your cross, and decide to follow him. But that's not where we live now. That's not society as a whole. That's not Western society at all. Western society is get everything for nothing. That's why the lottery is so popular. I want to sow a little and reap a lot. I want a harvest where I have not sown. I want a building where there's no foundation. I want to live on top, but I've never climbed the ladder to get there. And that's the material world. But let's think about the spiritual aspect of this, because I'm almost done. Jesus understood that the suffering that he went through was bigger than him. It was for the salvation of the world. And in a way, when you suffer, when you go through to get to the other side, when you have to make it to the next level, as they say, you have to do something. You have to trust God in your journey as you suffer through the twists and the turns, as I call them, the circumstances, incidents, and accidents of life, the CIAs of life, to get to the other side. And guess what? When you suffer through, when you make it through, when you trust God in the journey and in the destination, when you get there, he's preparing you through the suffering that builds the character to carry the gift of the prize of the other side, the bounty, the peace that comes that surpasses all understanding, because there has been a war and you have conquered, you have went through because you trusted God and you've sown from your heart into your faith, and God has given you the benefit. And the same thing in your natural life. You have sown, you have worked hard, and there's a benefit to that. So then it's bigger than you. Your family sees it. We develop what we call a work ethic. But now we're living in a time where there is no work ethic. Everybody wants to have fun. Everybody wants their job to be recess. I am inundated with young folk and middle-aged folk telling me that they're looking for the fun job. They're looking for the job to work a little and reap a lot. They're looking for recess. They're looking for gym class. They're looking for Six Flags. But they haven't prepared themselves with a career, because the job, if you can get it and like it, that's fine. But the purpose for the job is not recess, but to supply the money that's needed for your family to live off of. And if you want more money, you'd have to develop more skills. That's the decisions you make. But to think because you're here, because you're breathing, because you belong to a church, that you're entitled to, as we say, the bag, that's not how it works. You have to decide to get on the grind. And if you, as a child of God, as a human being in this world, decide not to get on the grind to get where you want to go, you are entitled to nothing. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. As the great songwriter said, Billy Preston, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You have to have something if you want to be with me. Now, if a secular artist understood that, how much more should the children of God, if you want to be with Jesus, if you want to be with him, you have to be willing to sacrifice and give up your sin. If you want a good career, you have to be willing to sacrifice and get your education. If you want a happy family, you have to deny yourself and focus on your family. It's not all about you having fun. And that's the Western society. And as those who are teaching you and telling you to name it and claim it, and all you have to do is this, that, and the other, the physical acts, guess what? You're paying them and what they're doing. They're sowing into you to sow into them, and they're telling you not to do nothing if you think about it. They're working you to get the money out of your pocket so they can be rich, so you can look at them, but you're not willing to even do what they are willing to do to get the money out of you. So you'll get in the $50 line, you'll get in the $100 line, and be told something that is so vague or even specific, but guess what? It's like the wimpy hamburger. Wimpy would tell Papa, I'll give you a hamburger today and I'll pay you on Tuesday. And that's what they're telling you. They're telling you, give me the money today and your check is in the mail. But when your check never comes, you feel bad and you walk away from God. But it's not God that did that. That was man that tricked you and played into your inability to understand. If a man don't work, he don't eat. If there's no suffering, there's no harvest. If there's no planting of the seed and money is not seed, you need to invest your money in things that's going to give you a return. But just being in proximity doesn't entitle you to the things of God. So Jesus understood, Father, if there's any way that this beautiful salvation can be accomplished without me going to the cross and being a sacrifice for the world, being a propitiation for their sins, they don't deserve it, but mercy and grace that I am, I'm willing to do this. But, you know, at the last minute, is there any way that we can do this? And before God, the Father, could answer, he already knew. I was sent for this purpose. To preach the good news. To bring sight to the blind. To help the lame walk. To set those who are in captivity at liberty. And to save the world. And the only way I can do that is atone for their sins and give them the opportunity to be saved through believing in me and the work that was done and accomplished at the cross. That's a far cry from name it and claim it and get what you want and you haven't suffered. So I want you guys to think about that. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about, when we get up and have to do what we have to do, Lord, not my will, not my laziness, not my trifling, not my willingness not to work, not my willingness not to suffer. But Lord, if success is faithfulness through suffering, let me learn how to deal with the suffering of this world, whatever I may go through, and walk faithfully and honor you and trust in you, that whatever you have for me will only be appreciated by building my character through suffering. Through suffering. So, I just want to thank you guys for listening. And I want to pray for those who are going through. Oh, Lord, Oh, Father, it's in the name of Jesus I come to you, and I want them to understand, your people, that salvation is only given through suffering. You suffered to give us life and life eternal. And Lord, you said no one can pluck us out of your hand. But Lord, let us learn that we're not entitled just because we're your children. We're entitled because of the work you've done for us on the cross, that you have reconciled us back to God. And even with that, in the natural, Lord, there's work to be done. And Lord, let us do the work, the suffering work, the work of the gospel for our family, friends, and all those who we'll come in contact with, that the harvest may be bountiful. Let us be willing to plant the seed of the gospel that other men can water. And Lord, you give the increase. So Lord, we thank you right now for suffering. We thank you for your son suffering on our behalf. We thank you for his focus, his commitment to the mission of salvation. So Lord, teach us how to suffer well, to grow in the knowledge of the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through suffering, and build our character to carry the gifts that you bestowed on us and the things that the suffering saints are entitled to. And let us not waste them on foolish things. Bless us, Lord. Watch over us and keep us as we walk through this journey of this world, as the whole creation, including mankind, groan for your return. But Lord, let your church, your body, be the light unto the world, that all who come to you can be saved. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you guys again for listening. And this is Pastor Jay, Walk Truth Radio Network. And I'll see you on the other side.
Thank you for tuning in to today's teaching. We hope you have been inspired and encouraged. Please look in the description box for our contact information. All are welcome, and we look forward to connecting with you soon. Be encouraged, blessed, and at peace, and remember, walk in truth.